Okay, nothing heard, so we will continue on down the list with Ron. Ron, I'm assuming you will be around at the end of the net for the net report, and I also believe we have an Aries training coming up this Thursday night. And also, I just wanted to let you know I was about 2 minutes to, I had my alarm set for the net tonight at like 5 minutes to nine, and about 2 minutes to nine, I got out to see, okay, who's net control tonight, and I thought, it's not me, is it? And I get online and look, it's like, uh-oh, I've got like, by now I've got like 1 minute to get all my stuff together and get ready to go, so a little bit of a quick setup there to tonight's net, but we managed to get it started on time anyway. So anyway, go right ahead, Ron, and Minnie, stand by, you're up after Ron. Go right ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Yeah, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. And Thursday is the Aries. I am kind of waiting to hear back from Chris. I will send out the information. It will be, the plan is to have it down at 911. I sent an email to Chris this morning to make sure it was okay with them and to notify their personnel that we would be there, but I have not heard back. I also sent an email to Market County about the SET and information, and he is out of the office until the 30th of the month. So another week or so for Mark to be back, and I'll wait here, but plan to be at 911 for the meeting on Thursday. It'll start at 7 o'clock. I will send out an email as soon as I get confirmation from Chris. I might have to call him tomorrow to make sure if my email went to spam or not. I use Gmail. Generally, that goes through. A lot of times my personal email account gets, because it's not a recognized domain, it gets stuck in their spam filter. So I use Gmail, and those usually go through to county entities. So we'll wait in here, but that's what we got. Let me break. Saturday, again, went to the auction, had a good time there. Luckily, we got rid of everything. I came home with something different than what I took. My daughter and my grandkids were happy with their popcorn movie combination. They said, oh, goody, another one. My daughter and son-in-law were grateful for the emergency prep kit to add to them. And when the wife and I kept the baking one for the cookies and the that stuff, so I said, I'm keeping that one for myself. Sunday, wife and I headed up to Omer to go up to Treasures, whatever. Anyhow, the Amish furniture store. The week before, we picked up or purchased a glider for out at my daughter's house, out at their fire pit. And, of course, I had the car last week, so we took the van and the trailer up. And, of course, I haven't used the trailer in a while, and I go out there, and the ground wire to the lights is broken, so I had to fix that. And then the left light wouldn't work, so I had to work on that. So 45 minutes later, I had everything repaired and everything working again. So that's the way it always goes. But we got up there. We got it back home. 2 hours in the car was a little much for my wife. She had laid down in the seat, propped her leg up, and did what she could. But she's bound and determined she was going to go up because she wanted to stop turkey roost on the way back for lunch, and that's what we did. But she had to come home, went right to bed that night and with the ice packs on it. So even though we took some with us, wasn't quite enough, I guess. So, but she's doing better today. That's all for this round, Mike. K8YVF, back to net.
Okay, well, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. Yeah, I hope your wife... hope her knee gets better there, and sounds like she's doing okay, so hopefully it'll heal up quick for her. Yeah, trailer lights and trailer wiring, isn't that always fun? Like I said, I was up the friend's cabin there this weekend over Coldwater Lake and brought my Boston Whaler back home, so had that hitched up, tried the lights and everything before he left, and everything was working fine, and get... a little bit past Mount Pleasant on the way home, and repeat were following me on the way home, make sure nothing fell off the boat, the trailer, whatever, and Laura calls me and says, you know, your right brake light is out now. So I was like, well, it wasn't when we left the cottage, so yeah, the trailer wiring is always fun, but when I got home and unplugged everything, it looks like the connector on the truck may have just loosened up a little bit, because when I pulled it out, it came out awful easy, so hopefully it's not a bulb or a major repair. there on the boat trailer. All right, next up on the list, we'll go to Minnie. That'll bring us to the bottom of the list. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KD8MMH. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight, and I'm glad you sold everything there at the auction. I didn't make it there. My daughter and grandkids were here for my youngest granddaughter and my youngest grandson's birthday. So her birthday was the 9th, and his is Wednesday. So we had pizza and cake and ice cream for their birthdays. My oldest granddaughter didn't make it. She was sick, so she stayed home. She said, I don't want to make anybody else sick. So anyway, other than that, haven't been doing much. Enjoy the cooler weather. That way I could turn off my overhead fans and my air conditioner and save a little bit of electricity. I know I woke up about 2 o'clock this morning and had to get up and set all the clocks, so I had a power surge during the night. Anyway, this is KD8BAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Pleasure to hear you this evening. Thanks for joining us. Happy birthday to the grandkids there. Sounds like you had a good time with the birthday parties, so we haven't missed you at the auction, but sounds like you had a good time anyway. And we'll be back around to you here shortly for the 73 round. Before we start at the top of the list again, is there anyone else that would like to join us for our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.